Episode 214, October 12th, 2015.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the Racist Rob and Racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
From radio, now in a closet studio, they are Rob and Joe. All the listeners in the chat room, they make Rob mad, mad, mad. But when they slurp our producer, you know it makes them glad, glad. The girls that Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote. He wants them. Oh, time to his bedpost. Oh, baby, it's still.
We are back, folks. It's been 2 weeks, so we got a lot to talk about. I have 15 things listed to talk about today.
Sorry, I had it on mute. Off to a bad start.
Good start. Joe is still in Punta Cana. We're going to update. The reason we were off last week is Joe and Katie were in beautiful the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana. We'll talk about that. Justin Schlegel's surprise baby shower that I almost gave away a month ago, but we bleeped it out. The update on our murder mystery show. We've got a Gramps story, a Dan Ninen story. It's going to be a big show. But first off, let's just get to why we were gone last week, why no show. Joe, you and Katie took your first official, I would say, real vacation together, correct?
Well, I mean, we went to Miami last year.
But that was with other people.
Yeah, that was just her and I.
Yeah.
But does that not count as a vacation when you go with other people?
That's different. I think it's much different.
Really? Because I like vacationing with other people. You understand?
Well,
when
I'm
you're
not
with
saying
one
it doesn't
person,
count as a vacation,
right?
But it doesn't count as.
But even if you go away, you know, you want to find other couples to bond with. You're together. Like Katie and I were gone for 5 days. It's 120 hours. You know, you run out of stuff to talk about.
Would you prefer? Let's just say you got married. Doesn't to Katie or just whatever. Are you suggesting that you would rather have a honeymoon with another couple?
Yeah, I think I would.
There's no way that any woman would go for that.
No, they wouldn't, but I don't understand that. I don't. I mean, there's intimacy. There's time to be alone. You can say, hey, tonight we're going to go have dinner by ourselves. We're going to do that. But, I mean, just to sit there and stare at each other for 120 hours, no, it's always better with other people.
I agree.
Yeah, when it comes time for the, you know, what is it called? The
sex?
Right. You go to your room and you do that, and then you're done, and then you start killing it again. Isn't it, don't you have more fun, and maybe you're not allowed to say, but isn't it more fun in a group than it is just you and Tawanda?
Absolutely. Well, she's not here right now, so I can speak freely. She'll
yeah, it's always more fun
now.
In a group, yes.
I prefer small groups. That's my favorite setting socially, a small group.
Yeah. What do you mean small? Like a group of like six?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a party, it could be like 20 people if we're all spread out, but. Yeah, I prefer, you know, we go out to eat. There's, you know, a 5 to 10 people total.
But yeah, no, but it was a blast. It was one of the best vacations I ever had. You don't like to rank them because, you know, I have children. You know what I mean? But it was the weather was amazing. The company was amazing. Every day was great. You know, it never rained one time. Anyway, it was just a total blast. They had a...
You didn't tell her
pharmacy.
you were going to leave her like you did with your wife and on
that's
that
okay. Let's not go there. Okay. Anyway, so but I didn't do that on vacation. I did it after. Either way, So there's a pharmacy there, and you can buy things that you would normally need a prescription for in Punta Cana. You can do that. You just walk in, and what do you want? You want a painkiller? Boom, there it is. You want whatever, but I saw in there they had both Cialis and Viagra. They had that there.
Is there a thoughts on which is better?
Like, you know what? It's funny because I got the Cialis and, you know, somebody's like, why didn't you get the Viagra? I was like, I didn't know what the difference was. I don't know what the difference is.
Robbie, just had to pick, which one would you pick?
Between what now?
Viagra and Cialis.
I have no idea because I've never tried any of them, so it would be a coin toss.
I think Viagra is just more of the hack punchline, the joke, so I would go Cialis.
That's what I got.
That's the only reason, though.
Whatever is in Cialis, there's 20 milligrams of that. Whatever's in Viagra, it was 50. Now, I don't think it's obviously not the same drug, but here's the thing.
Did you get it and because you thought, you know, I'm tired, I've been drinking, I need this to get it?
No, honestly, and I think I'm pretty good about my problems on here. I'm not really one to hide. If that was an issue, I would talk about it. But that's right. That's one of the issues I don't have. But I feel like I'm going to take this, and I'm going to be like Superman, right? It's on vacation. You have the, you know, it's the kind of intimacy that you have when you're in a hotel or when you're away. It's different, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking, wow, this, I'm going to destroy this. First of all, you want to guess how much Cialis costs there?
Now, you buy it by the pill, or is it?
You buy one. That's correct.
$4.99.
Please, Robbie.
$10.
I wish. $17, but... I'll get back to that story in a second. But I also had to buy sunscreen because we forgot sunscreen. Why would we go to the equator and not have
what?
Sunscreen? Right. Why would
For your junk? Because it was going to be out so much? Or?
Well, how much is sunscreen? Did I tell you this already, Rob?
You did. I can't.
Okay,
guess.
Then I want the others to guess. Robbie, how much does sunscreen cost in the Dominican Republic?
$25.
Wrong. More. Marcus, would you like to take a guess?
Yeah, I would say that it's probably the $4.99. It's closer to a lower number because you have more varieties.
$33. Oh, so
what?
To get the sunscreen and also to get the Cialis, that was a cool $50 in cash.
All right.
So I have it. So I take it, you know, I guess at dinner, and then it's time for the, you know, the intimacy, and it's just what normally happens. Nothing. I mean, obviously it was amazing, but nothing on my part. I wasn't extra good. Right. I was just the same guy, right?
Did she say that she could tell a difference?
She couldn't tell a difference. No. So it happens, and then it's in, and then I go to sleep. Good night. Now, her alarm, it was Monday, and so her alarm goes off. She thinks her phone thinks she's supposed to go to work.
Right.
But also when she woke up and was awoken by the alarm, something else woke up. I'm like, wow, okay.
But seven hours later, right?
Well, that's not so right. It's not so abnormal, right? That happens sometimes in the morning or whatever, and then it goes away. But this one didn't go away. And I was sitting there, you know, you just try to think of emptiness or, you know, something disgusting that, you know, you might.
The idea of you doing what you normally do to get rid of it, that wasn't happening?
That isn't what I would normally do if I woke up at, you know, 6 a.m. with that. That's not what I would normally do.
Well, I'm saying if she was up also.
Yeah, still. I mean, that's not, you know, it's morning. It's breakfast time. Let's not. But anyway, so no, plus she's asleep. She's not up.
Well, I thought her alarm woke her up. Okay.
So right, I understand that. But that, look, I mean, maybe you have a different relationship than me, but is Tawana waking up at 6 in the morning raring to go?
No.
Right. So that's what's happening. But my body is telling me otherwise, right? So honestly, about an hour later, I finally get myself together and I'm able to calm down. I go back to sleep, wake up, we go to breakfast, and I still feel it like it wants to be up and out and about. I can feel it. So I'm able to keep myself together. But then we go out into the ocean. Again, I'm out there and I can't come in. I mean, I'm stuck out there and I can't. And I'm
so you're just in the ocean swimming.
That's right. Just completely everything that I have is there.
Are there kids around you?
There's everything. Old people, kids. There, you know, there's fat and skinny. There's people parasailing. Yeah. And by the way, this isn't the Atlantic Ocean in Ocean City, Maryland. This is the clean, crystal clear water of the Dominican Republic. So I'm like, I put an inner tube around, or, you know, like a little floaty around me, and I'm in it to try to maybe mask it a little bit, right?
If you were Robbie, you'd bang it like a beanbag chair.
Robbie would go out on some island where he could show it off to the world. But so all of a sudden I get myself together again. Now I'm going to the, so there's these little cabanas, like these little actually beds that you can lay in that are by the pool. So I'm like, all right, Joe, you're good. So I lay down in that bed again. It happens again.
Yeah, I would be terrified of falling asleep because then you.
Dude, I know. 25 minutes and finally I get myself calmed down. And then I'm like, all right, well, let me get in the pool again. It happens again.
Do you have a go-to thing to think about and try to get rid of it?
I mean, you guys have ever been in a situation where you almost try to think of like emptiness. It isn't like I try to think of something gross or anything like that. I literally just try to just relax my mind and my body. Right. That's what I tried to do.
You weren't trying to think of like shark attacks or anything?
Nah, yeah, something to be scared of or, yeah, humiliating moments in your life or whatever. Nope, that's not what I thought about. But finally, that was it. But there was about 4 or 5 incidents between, you know, the morning and then the pool where, and it probably spanned, without exaggeration, 7 hours, 6 or 7 hours.
Now, if you work for Cialis and you hear this, are you happy about this? Are you thinking, yeah, it's a great product?
No.
I think you are.
No. The problem is that you need to know when to take it. And you don't.
Well, you took it at night, which seems like the obvious time one would take it.
Well,
right before you go to, or, you know, before dinner, you give it a little time, and then you go
home.
Well,
that's wrong, apparently. Apparently, you need to take it, you know, like, at lunchtime.
Well, then you got to deal with it all. It sounds like you need to take it when you're just going to be stuck. You're snowed in for a weekend.
Yeah, you're right. You have to give yourself this opportunity to get there and do what it does. But if not, I don't understand how people can take this drug. I don't.
So you left thinking you weren't happy with it. Because it didn't make anything better. It just made that frustration of having to hide this erection for 24 hours.
Yeah, and a good friend of ours, who I won't mention his name, but we had a surprise party for him. Anyway, he's like, hey, pick me up some of that. Well, it's $17 a piece. I'm not getting it for him, right? So there's a knockoff brand. I can't remember the name of it. And I bought him 4 of those for $5 a piece. I got him the rip. I got him the, you know.
Oh, nice.
Instead of Pop-Tarts, I got him Mop-Narts. I got him the Aldi brand of whatever this was.
You got him Wants?
That's correct.
So now was there more fun though? Because it was the hotel. Because the idea is that you're at a hotel.
Yeah, the hotel obviously improves things greatly. For some reason, by the way, I want to do that stuff in the regular house.
Well, because I feel like you're doing every bag you have, every trick, you're pulling it out at home. But I feel like if she's adding extra stuff, then, you know, why aren't you doing that normally? That's what.
Well, I mean, there's no governor for me wherever we are. But the hotel is the aphrodisiac. That's being in this, but also being in this beautiful tropical paradise is the other thing. But yeah, but you know, once you get to away, and I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, I mean, there's something called hotel sex. I didn't make that up.
Well, there's no reminders of any drama or any issues or your kids or life in a hotel.
You're right.
Every memory you're creating, as opposed to home, there's always remnants of stuff that can.
Yeah, work and responsibility. You're right. This is an escape. You're right. It's an escape, and it's also a paradise, dude. One thing that I think is people don't like to do is then go to the same place that they just went to because they want to have other experiences. But why, when you go to this wonderful place? So I'm telling you, the next time I vacation, I'm going to lobby to go right back to where we went. I don't know how we're going to have a better vacation than we did, and see if we can get some other couples like Rob and Tawanda to join us.
What about Robbie?
I would ask Robbie, but he's too busy in the Far East.
That's right. So it was, do you want to give a name of this resort?
Yes, it was called Majestic Elegance.
And they have $17 Cialis. They'll keep you hard for 24 hours.
Yeah, it's all inclusive, so you don't spend any money. And we also got
unless
these
you forget
special
sunscreen, and then you go broke.
Yeah, don't do that. So we go there, and there's these wristbands, and when you have those on, you get to go to these places where kids aren't allowed. By the way, I only saw, other than babies, I only saw like two kids the whole time.
That's a huge selling point. Now we always make fun of you that you don't drink, but when you go on these islands, you drink every mudslide. And
yeah, they serve the drinks that I like. They have the thing called the Majestic. It was like it tasted like a dreamsicle. Which who doesn't want those? A push up, orange sherbet.
Yeah.
And they do these crazy games. Although, you know, let me tell you one of the things that they did during these games. Couples were playing games, and these four couples were competing. I didn't make it in time to get in there, but we would have dominated. But the first thing they were doing was somebody was trying to hold, like, they had to go like Majestic Elegance and hold it as long as they could. And while that was going on, the female would sit in the guy's lap with a balloon and pop balloons on his crotch. Okay, whatever.
All right.
So that's pretty innocent. The next game, they took a coin, shoved it up the other person's butt.
What?
They had to walk with this coin clenched in their butt and walk.
People have
over
their pants off?
Yes, their pants were on. But still.
Okay, so it's clenched through their pants.
But the female is shoving it up into the crack.
And that's, by the way, you just said you would have dominated that.
Oh, I would have been. Hey, it's funny that you say that because I was like, I'd be great at this. And
they called
me
Silver Dollar Robinson back in the day.
We had a coin, and from about 100 yards away, I had that coin shoved in my butt twice. Boom, nailed the target both times. I definitely would have won.
Can you tell what coin is in your butt at all times?
Yes, it was a 50-cent piece. And it wasn't. I asked for a Susan B. Anthony.
If I put a quarter, a nickel, and a dime in your butt, and I told you to give me 10 cents back.
Yes, I do like the ice cream man in the olden days. Ching ching.
So then they have to walk around. It's like a race.
No, they had to walk across the stage and drop it into a cup.
Okay, I got you. I got.
And
you.
And I there was no cup, but I dropped it onto a tile. And then
I feel like if you're doing that to the girl, it would be awesome. But I guess it's just sexual. It's not funny, I guess.
Yeah, it is funnier to have it shoved in a guy's rear end. But yeah.
But
listen, I want to give them a plug. It was a plug.
Good choice of words.
Yeah. It was one of the best vacations, if not the best vacation I've ever had in my whole life.
Probably could have left off the putting coins in men's asses. But
whatever. Well, you don't have to do that. That's not required. Yeah. But if I said to you, hey, this is what's going on, you'd want to see it, right?
I would do it.
Yeah, of course you'd do it, yes.
But how do you win? Is it whoever does it quickest gets it in the cup?
Yeah, I think it was the most coins in the cup won. And when
so you're putting more than one coin at a time.
Oh, yeah, no, they had like, I think it was like four coins were shoved up their butt to go.
Is that something you want to win? Do you want to win that?
I don't even know what you won.
But do you want to win? I mean, don't
you
just
want to win as a competitor?
No, I don't want 50 coins in my ass to say that I won. I get a koozie.
No. You only get four coins, and you got to see how many you can get in the cup.
Oh, I got
four.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Thought you're shoving as many as possible. All right.
50 coins in my ass. What am I, Coinstar? Who can put 50 coins in their ass?
Coinstar, new name on chat. Okay. What else? Well, you know what? Let's take a break. We'll come back. Justin's surprise party, murder mystery. Dan Nine and Gramps. A lot of good stuff. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. You may remember me from my critically acclaimed role as Bucky in Death of a Dentist. Well, my next star turn will be in a show called The Newly Dead Game, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. Imagine you're in a TV studio at a taping of the very popular game show Clash of Couples. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, October 25th at McGoobie's Joke House. Tickets on sale now. For upcoming show dates and more info, visit facebook.com/dielaughingproductions or robinjoe.com.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
I had a interesting show this past week. Buddy of mine, Kason Wilson, very funny guy, worked at the Improv a couple times with him this year. He was on Last Comic Standing. Super cool guy. He had a birthday show that he was having comedy. And he messaged me and said, hey, I want you to be on this. And, you know, I'm like, sure, it sounds like fun.
Where was it?
It was at RFD, which is right by the Verizon Center in downtown D.C. They have an open mic there. They regularly run on Thursday nights. They have a private room with a stage, so it's a good setup for comedy. You know, it's a huge bar, but there's no one in that room except for people that are watching comedy. So it's a very good setup. So I know that Kason is a religious guy. I know that he's clean. He doesn't curse. He doesn't drink. But I also know that he went to Howard. So I'm assuming that his friends are going to be, you know, people from Howard, you know, obviously black, but a mix of people. I get there. I am, of course, it's classic. You know, the stereotype of black people showing up late, it couldn't be more true. So the show starts at 7:30. He says, get there at 7:15. I'm the first one there except for him, right?
Yeah, you can't be offended if you're always late.
Yeah. So, well, it's just they just know that 7:30 means 8. And so everyone showed up at like 7:50. And then it was packed. So I'm the only white person in the room. There's two other comics and him. They're all black, which is fine. Well, Russ Green is the host. He goes up. And then I hear that Kason is saying that, well, we have to be clean. Because this is all his, this is his church group. This is what it is. These are all his church friends. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I'm not getting paid for this. So there's really rules. And I'm like, wait a minute, he charged a cover. Like, now I'm like, why am I not getting paid for this? Which just seems weird to me, but whatever. So there's rules, and I'm the only white person. I'm the only non-religious person, which is probably the bigger detriment. And I'm going up basically right before him. There's one comic, another comic, Jamel Johnson, that just talks about being high the whole time, which they didn't really, it wasn't their thing. And then they have a girl go up that played a trivia game called, basically, it was How Black Are You? Testing Your Blackness, about black pop culture things. They had three contestants. It went on forever, but it was sort of funny. It was black plus trivia. She called it Blarivia, which I just shit on. I was like, that's a girl's name. That's a black girl's name. That's not. So, but it was interesting. Some of the questions, it was sort of fun to try to
Can you give
along.
Me an example? I know we got a lot of things to cover, but I'd like to play just one.
Name as many TV dads as you can. TV dads.
Oh, it's got to be black?
Yes.
All right. Black. Huxtable.
Yes.
George Jefferson.
Yes.
Fred Sanford.
Yes.
So
you're already doing better than, I mean, you got three quicker than most, than any of those they did.
Oh, so, cool. All right, then I'm done.
They all said Uncle Phil, which I made a joke about because Uncle Phil was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
Smith's uncle.
He so is a dad, but yeah.
Yeah, I made the joke that, well, you know, I didn't really go over well, but really you're naming black dads and the first one is Uncle Phil? Okay, whatever. Which I thought was hilarious, but no one else seemed to get that. So name as many all-female black singing groups. Go ahead.
What do we got? Salt and Pepper, In Vogue. We got TLC. We got Destiny's Child.
Again, you're doing better.
We got Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yes.
All right, I'm good. Good enough. I killed it.
All three of them said immediately, like it was the most obvious one ever, a group I've never heard of. They go, Mary Mary.
Everyone's like, never heard of Mary Mary.
Never heard of Mary. There's some gospel singing group. Okay.
No. I thought it was like, some contemporary where Eric the Actor was just going to shit on us. Like, you never heard of Mary Mary? But
I doubt anyone in our chat has heard of Mary Mary. But I just thought it was funny. We're dropping Mary Mary before TLC, before In Vogue. That's the Supremes, but whatever. Name as many Denzel Washington movies you can name in 30 seconds.
The Pelican Brief.
Wow.
The Mighty Quinn.
Wow.
Training Day.
Yes.
Malcolm X.
Yes, they all got that.
We got Do the Right Thing.
No one said that. What is he in that? I don't even know.
Which is that the one he's in, Robbie?
No.
I don't know if Denzel's in that one.
He's in a Spike Lee movie other than Malcolm X, right?
Is he in Mo Better Blues?
Yes. What's Mo Better Blues?
That's it. Mo Better Blues. Yep, you're right. That's it.
Yeah. Glory. It's a good one.
Oh, I love Glory. It's a great movie.
Great movie. So there was that. Philadelphia. Yeah. And
Old Man on Fire. Katie said, "Sorry, go ahead."
Yeah, no one got more. You would have done better, which is ironic, obviously, because you're not black at all.
Marcus said the Book of Eli. Is that
Yes.
That's the worst one he's ever been.
The star of it. The Equalizer.
I love The Equalizer. Saw it in the theater.
Yeah. What's the football one where he's the coach here in D.C.?
Oh, yeah. Remember the Titans.
For the Titans, yeah. Of course, he's been in hundreds of movies, but whatever. So now I'm following that, okay? And I'm supposed to be clean.
He got game. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So I go up there and I basically just make fun of the black trivia. You know, I make fun of the fact that there's rules that I'm not getting paid. Like, what happens if I break the rule? What are you going to do? There's no way to penalize me. There's nothing you can do. I say the word fuck as a joke. His mom is right in front of me. She's actually mad.
She's mad at you.
Yes. I thought she'd laugh it off. Like, no, you shouldn't do that, youngster. But I could tell she was actually uncomfortable. So I think that his mom and her friend are drinking beer because they have a bottle. So I comment, they're drinking root beer, of course. So now I can't make fun of that. I can't say, look, you're drinking beer. No, we're drinking.
Are you getting laughs because it sounds like you're bombing?
No, I'm actually crushing. I'm actually doing really
good. Oh, really? Okay.
No, I made fun of Bull Rivia. I said that's a black girl's name, not trivia. You know, so I'm doing funny. So while I'm on stage, they're passing out cards to ask questions about any question you will have for Kason, because he's up next. So I said, hey, you know what? You did black trivia. You're asking Kason questions. I'm the only white person here. Any questions you have about white people, I'm your man. I'll answer honestly. So at first, I'm like, nothing. And then, like, somebody raises their hand. I said, okay, go ahead. First question, do you really love mayonnaise that much?
That's a good question.
I said, good question, and yes, we do. It's like hot sauce for you guys. So that crushes.
What do you eat mayonnaise on? I only eat it on steak, subs, and clubs.
I actually don't I avoid mayonnaise pretty much.
Yeah, I avoid it too, but those are the only two things. I'm not going to eat those two without mayonnaise. Other than that, I don't need them in anything.
Whenever I get a sandwich from any place, Subway or Jimmy John's, I never get mayonnaise. I always get something else.
You know, Gramps eats peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Well, that's hideous.
Right.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise, that sounds awful. Question number two. Why do you guys smell so funny?
We do.
Which I pointed out was very racist, because I made the point, imagine if I had asked all of you that. Why do you smell so funny? I mean, you would murder me, right? And rightfully so. I mean, I didn't even know, is that a thing? Do black people think that white people smell funny?
Well, a lot of white people wear cologne, but a lot of black people wear cologne too.
Yeah.
I don't wear cologne, by the way, because I want to smell clean.
Well, there's clean smelling scents.
There is. Then I would, if you had a cologne smell like soap, I would wear that, but I'm not going to wear any other cologne.
They have stuff like that. Yeah. I like,
now
I
you
said,
know what to get me for Christmas. Sorry,
I
guy.
Do. I said Axe body spray. That was my answer for that. Third question. When you shower, do you just use the bar of soap or a washcloth?
I use the bar of soap.
Really? You just rub the bar on you?
Dude, I put the bar. As a matter of fact, that was a little bit of a bone of contention in my marriage.
Yeah, I could see.
Because there was something else I would also do in the shower. And I had been doing that a long time. And there was drain and there was hot water with soap in it running down. I thought it was a perfectly reasonable thing.
You're talking about, you're not talking about number one. You're talking about.
I am. Number one.
Okay. All right.
And I number one talking in the
about
shower.
Three.
And I make no apologies. And she would get so mad, and I would get busted because, you know, I'd wake up and she'd hear the toilet not flush. So she knows that I was using the shower as my stall.
You could have just flushed the toilet and tricked her. You never thought
of
that?
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, if I'm going to go all the way over there, I might as well go in there. But I like the idea of, you know, cleaning myself right after that. I like that.
I understand.
That's what I like to do. And I think Louis C.K. is the one who has a joke that says there are two types of people in the world. Those who pee in the shower and liars.
Right. I don't think women pee in the shower.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But they have a different ability to hold it than men do. It's not the same. They can even pee and then stop in the middle and start again later. Well, like it's a sandwich.
Yeah. like with mayonnaise on it. So you just you don't use a washcloth. You don't use a loofah thing.
I take the bar of soap, and I put it in the most intimate of areas.
And then you wash your face with it.
And then I wash my arms and legs and everything. And then I take the hot water, and I rub the soap in my hands, and I wash my face, and then I roll out. Most of the time, I wash my face with the shampoo. You know, and I just wash my face with that.
That's what prisoners do, Joe.
They're all right. Well, listen,
that's what they do.
They do.
Yes,
what
they
do you
have
use,
a bar
a loofah?
Yes, I have a loofah.
What do you do, squeeze soap on it?
I use shower gel on a loofah. And then I have, obviously, shampoo, and then I have stuff for to wash my face.
I feel clean.
I got to think a loofah is going to get in some nitty-gritty spots more than you just shoving a bar of soap or coins just were, Joe.
In chat, thank God, Landlord Dave says that's the same thing that he does, what I do. I also brush my teeth in the shower.
Well, that's why they had the questions for white people. I said loofah. I guess I didn't give a right answer because the best bar of soap. You brush your teeth in the shower?
I do. I brush my teeth in the shower, and then I take my toothbrush and I throw it in the sink from the shower.
Okay. I've shaved in the shower before. I like that.
Do that too sometimes. But now that I have a beard, I don't really.
Right.
Yeah.
Robbie, are you using a bar of soap, a washcloth? Or?
I use a washcloth for my face only.
Okay. Marcus?
I'm still getting over the fact that you are gay enough to use a loofah.
I don't know why that's gay.
Give me the bar of soap. It's all good. And I pee in the shower.
Thanks, Marcus.
You realize when you use a bar of soap, your hands are getting closer to spots that would be considered gay if you put them in them than a loofah.
Oh, I try to get real clean.
I bet you do.
I scrub then, real deep.
Then question number four, final question. What is hummus? Which I pointed out that that's not a white thing. It's white people eat it, but it's not. Its origins aren't white, so I had to make.
They're right, but like sriracha is not white either. But all white people are now eating it.
Yeah, well, I guess hummus would be the whitest condiment if you're gonna.
Yeah, it's a very very.
Right. So and then he messaged me the next day. Now, actually, I messaged him and say good times. And because I left when he was on stage and I didn't talk to him afterwards. And then he didn't get back to me for like a day. And I was like, am I in trouble? And then he said, everyone's talking about you were hilarious. Do you have PayPal? So I'm like, oh, I'm getting paid. I said, yes, give him my PayPal. Nothing sent. So I don't know what that means.
He just wanted to know if it was a good product.
Yes. Do I endorse it? I do.
Do you have PayPal or do you prefer that over? I can't remember the other.
But it's all good. I had a good time.
There you go.
I want to get a story out of a show, and I got one. So I hope I did you right, white people, by answering these questions. We had a party for Justin. I've never heard of this before. A surprise male baby shower.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you right now, and this I'm not just saying this. She'll never hear this, so I can say whatever I want. But Justin's girlfriend, she's just awesome. She's just awesome. The sweetest, just good heart, kind-hearted person. She's easy to talk to. She's fun, right? I really, really like her. But two surprise parties in a year, enough, okay?
Yeah, in like 9 months.
No more, okay? That you can't, and I know it hurts. It comes from such a nice place. But you can just tell them you're having a party and have them go to it. So it's hard to do. Surprise parties are already hard because, you know, you're like, hey, let's go do blah, blah, blah. What if they say, I don't feel like doing that? Now you're in an argument.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What if they don't get there? What if they don't shower? You know, a lot of times you know what I do? Throw a hat on.
At what point, let's just say, I'm sure Justin has said to her, this is awesome, but you can stop with that in a nice way. Let's say
we've had enough surprise parties for the next 10 years.
Let's say his birthday comes around. I believe it's in like February or something. Maybe it's March. I don't know. And another surprise party. He probably shows up and goes through the motions, has a good time. And then afterwards, he's like, really? Enough. Then, if she does it again, I'm saying he would walk in and say, fuck this. No, not happening. And just end the party right there.
No, I don't think so. I think that there's enough time. I mean, somebody threw me a surprise party and then they threw me another surprise party 9 months later, 9 months has passed. You're like, hey, don't do this. Then if 9 months pass, you could get one every 9 months with a surprise party, and you'd be like, hey, stop doing this. But people would start saying it's ridiculous. The guests would be like, I'm not going to another one of these, right?
Yeah.
But the only way for somebody to be actually actually get angry would be, not physically, but get angry would be if you had it like the next week. And then you're like, you had another one the next week. And then you're
it's a surprise Thanksgiving. He comes home. Yes. Everyone's there about to eat.
But it can't happen more than once a year, twice a year, because what are the events that you can have surprise parties for?
Well, obviously the baby thing is not a regular thing.
Right, and birthday's it. You can't really have a surprise party for anything else unless maybe there's a going away party or a
promotion,
moving,
new contract at work.
Yeah, but it seems like it's tough to have a bunch of surprise parties.
I'm not a fan of the surprise party, being the person getting surprised. I have vetoed that on many occasions.
Yeah, I'll say this. I think that this had to be a surprise party. And by the way, I think it was the sweetest gesture. But
it was a great party, by the way.
It was a fun party. Awesome. Yeah. I ate an acorn. We'll talk about that in a little while. But sure. but if I think she would have come to Justin and said, hey, I want to have a baby shower party, I think he would have been like, nah, let's not do that. I don't want to do that. But the fact that it was kind of thrust upon him, which was better, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, she already has. Can we say that she has kids already or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, the baby thing is obviously it's more new for him, being his first time. I think I like the gesture of having a male baby shower. There was like games that you played, right? Because I had to leave. I had to do
yeah, you won one. You won Guess Who the Baby Is.
Just by guessing. I had no idea what I was doing. I won
and there was a pinata, a Transformer pinata. Did you see what was in the pinata?
I did not. Was there a baby in there?
There was cat food in there.
Justin's a big cat fan.
There were condoms in there.
He's a big fan of, not a big fan of condoms, obviously.
Who is? There's Slim Jims in there.
Those he loves.
And then candy.
That sounds good. What would you want? What would you want in a Joe Robinson?
Let me think.
Some Cialis.
Yeah, I guess mostly. Yeah. See, no, I'm just kidding. No candy. I love candy. So that's fine. And it was good candies, too. Twix, M&M's, Snicker, all the best.
Do you think he now feels obligated to throw her some sort of surprise
party? I
think
about that, but yeah. I mean, because eventually that could be a bone of contention. How much time passes where she's like, you know, I threw you two surprise parties after we've been dating less than 2 years. You can't have one surprise party for me?
I think he has to. I don't know when her birthday is.
Got to. But here's the thing about surprise parties. They are laborious. They are labor intensive. They're hard to have. All these planets have to align in order to do it. And you have to say surprise at the same time. And you got to be all in the same spot. And are they coming? And how do we get them here? Yeah, it's a lot of work. And there's some stress involved.
I threw one for Tawanda for her birthday a few years ago. I got numbers out of her cell phone. We went to this tapas place. And I said, look, there's a fixed menu. If we get this, it's this. And I had to make decisions on the price and I had to commit. Are you willing to spend this much? It's very stressful, but it ended up being successful. But it's not something you would want to do, I think, that often. But she pulled off two in like 9 months.
Yeah, both fun.
No, I think he has to do something for her now. He can't. What if the funny surprise, this would be an awful thing to do, is if he makes it seem like it's a surprise party. It's like, yeah, we're going to go to Joe's for dinner. And then it's just you there. It's just, there's no surprise.
that's her excuse.
We're going to go to Joe's to have dinner, which makes no sense. Why would you do that? Joe's going to cook dinner? No.
And then there funny. I am with some popcorn.
Right.
The party was a blast. Of course, I like all the mixing of the worlds. I like that. Yes. Like my kids were hanging out. Of course, you know, Landlord Dave was here. His kids are there with his friends.
Some murder mystery people.
Yeah, murder mystery people there. The Maryland Championship wrestlers were here.
Right.
You know, old friends from comedy. I mean, friends, people from the radio station. So I really, really enjoyed that. But, you know, Dave has a great yard for parties. He just does. He has a great yard. But there's this big, I guess, what do acorns fall from? An oak tree?
I guess.
Yes.
Okay. So he's got this big oak tree, but these acorns are the size of golf balls. They're huge. And I remember I was talking to just me and Dave were out. We were out there one time, and Dave goes, you know, yeah, these squirrels are going to go crazy this year. And I go, do they really eat acorns? Is that just like a wives' tale or whatever? He goes, no, that's what they bury these, and then they turn a little bit brown, so they're easy to, you know, to shuck or whatever you do, and they pull out the nut out of the middle of it, and they eat them. They bury them. So he cracks one open. He goes, here you go. He hands me half of the acorn. I'm not eating this. And he goes, I will. And so we ate it. It wasn't very good. So fast forward to the party. You know, I'm telling that story. And Dave's like, well, I bet it'd be pretty good if you, you know, you put some seasoning on it and some olive oil. And so we got another acorn.
Put some Cialis in there.
We put Old Bay and olive oil on it. We rolled it up in tinfoil and we roasted them. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. On a scale from 1 to 10, they were like a 4. It wasn't bad. You couldn't eat like a fistful of them, but it was pretty good.
If you put a bowl of those out and people just start eating them, would they say something? Or they just be like, these are okay?
I think so. When Robbie and I used to get stockings when we were little kids, mm-hmm. we would get Hershey Kisses in there and coins in there. But then my mother would put a big bag of nuts in there. Robbie, you remember that?
Yes.
These big bag of nuts, and there were some nuts that just dominated, you know, and then there were some nuts. What's the nuts that had the racist name? What's that nut called?
Brazil nut.
Yeah. It was to get it open. It was like splitting the atom to get it open. And the payoff was nothing. You follow? It was nothing. And it's almost even now when they have like the mixed nuts. If there's a Brazil nut in there, I mean, that's going to be one of the last nuts in there. Just a bad right. nut. So it's about on the level of a Brazil nut.
Now, didn't you have a mistaken identity incident?
Yeah. So I'm out there by the fire with Dave's kid and his friend, right? And
they're
Dave,
like high school age, correct?
Dave, landlord Dave. And they, right, they're in high school. So all of a sudden, I see Dave and his girlfriend. They come home, and I look through the window, and I see Dave's girlfriend looking out at me, and I go, what are you looking at? And it wasn't Dave's girlfriend. It was a high school student that was there with one of the other kids. And I literally, this old man just yelled at this high school girl at, you know, at midnight. It was one of the creepiest things that I've ever participated in. As soon as I found out it wasn't her, I had no idea who to apologize to. But
do you think she's
they're talking
that
about
story
me right now
people?
At school? What's yeah. that?
She's probably telling that story to her friends.
Oh, 100%, yes. Like, you know, the guy who lives upstairs in the attic, the creepy guy, yelled at me.
What are the chances that her parents hear that and then she's never invited? She's never allowed to go back there.
Dave will like that. He thinks there's too many kids here anyway.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. A Dan Ninen story, a Graham story. Not the same one, but that would be funny. Rob and Joe show. Be right back.
Do you struggle to find the perfect dog sitter for your dog when you travel? Find loving, trustworthy dog sitters who will treat your dog like family with Rover.com. It's easy to get started. Just go to Rover.com and search by travel dates and location to find a 5-star dog sitter near you. Read reviews, browse photos, and even arrange a meet and greet with a sitter. Once you've found the right one, book a stay at your house or theirs. Relax, your dog is in good hands. Rover sitters are friendly, dog-loving neighbors you just haven't met yet. They'll even text you photos and updates. Peace of mind and proof that your dog is enjoying the stay. So give your pet the TLC they deserve. Sign up today at Rover.com and use promo code RobinJoe to receive your first night of sitting free. Go to Rover.com now and enter RobinJoe for your free night. That's Rover.com.
And now back to the Robin Joe Show.
Our buddy Andy Klein, he's a great comic, podcast, Three Guys On, used to be on Joe's Night Show. He, his job is to get people background checks so they can get their security clearance in Washington, D.C., a lot of government jobs. You have to do that. And I guess every year or so that they have to watch some training videos, I imagine a lot of jobs do this on sexual harassment and internet scams and just basic stuff be on the lookout for. So he's watching these videos, and of course they have, you know, actors playing them. And one of the actors is Dan Ninen. with a thick Indian accent telling you to be on the lookout for internet scams.
The guy that sent me 500 emails telling me what a piece of crap I am.
Yes.
Is the now guy pretending to be something that he's not. I got
the
you.
The guy scamming. Actually, famous comedians by trying to get their URL.
Now, that is funny that there's irony in that, but I got to be careful. I haven't heard from Dan in a long time, and I'm grateful for that. I really like that it's run its course. So let me put this out there. If I was offered that gig, I would take it.
Oh,
so
that was good money. That was
yeah, great. I'm going to put that out there so there's no repercussions from Dan.
Yes.
I'm a 74-year-old gig guy.
Now, you told me before the show, and I haven't heard this story, but you have a Gramps story, and those are always hits.
Yeah, so Gramps, now, by the way, I need to always preface this. Gramps gets very defensive, so I need to be careful about, you know what I mean? He's very defensive.
It's not going to be a Tim situation, is he? He's not going to.
No. Gramps will never disown me. There's a comedian. Her name is Walker Hayes.
Yes.
And she's a good-looking girl.
Also an actress.
And she's an actress as well. And she posted on Facebook today that she got a TV pilot. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, that she's going to be on Modern Family or she's going to be on some network, you know, that we've never heard of playing, you know, waitress, you know, number four. I have no idea what it means.
Right.
So I message on there, what pilot, you know, will give us a hint. Tell, you know, you don't have to tell us what you're. I don't know why it would be a secret, by the way. That doesn't make any sense for it to be a secret. I'm not really being critical of Walker, but why is it a secret? Do they take it away if you get a role? No, you can say what role you got. That makes no sense.
Maybe it's you're not supposed to talk about it until it's official. I don't know. She doesn't want to jinx it.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. But she said she got it, so I don't know why it's a secret, but I'm like, but I'm interested, right? This has piqued my interest. I said, give me a hint. She said, proud to say I'll be fully clothed. I think she's making a joke, like she'd be a porn or whatever.
Right.
And not the bitch. Maybe she's normally played roles where she's asked to play somebody who's not nice or whatever. I don't know. And then it says, unless they run out of Sour Patch Kids on set. So she makes a joke, I guess, that she's going to be a bitch if she doesn't get her Sour Patch Kids. Okay, that's sure. Her response. She doesn't want to tell me. I don't care. She made a joke. That's fine. In comes Gramps. Now, I've met Walker Hayes one time. I know her as well as I know, let me think, the president of the guy who runs WBAL television. I know her as well as him. I've met them both one time.
Okay.
Walker Hayes fully clothed, ? That's the worst news I've ever heard, frowny face.
He knows how to do a frowny face thing?
He has come in as my father and a 70-something-year-old man.
Yes.
And told Walker Hayes how upset he is that she's wearing clothes.
He's the best, folks. You could just hear Mac laughing right now. Mac, our listener of the year, is a huge fan of Gramps.
Who isn't?
Right. Who isn't? Gramps, he hits on Tawanda, Katie. He goes after it. It's no shame.
But I'm just saying, maybe he should see what type of relationship I have with these people. But I guess in his defense, you know, she made the joke first. I'm sure that she didn't plan on somebody maybe my father's age coming in and saying how disappointed he was that she didn't get to see her tits, but, you know.
Gramps
said in chat, wasn't everyone disappointed? Yes, Gramps. Everyone was disappointed.
Robbie, I believe you have a story about an old flame.
Somebody reached out to me today. You know, people like to say that you are done with an ex, you're done with their friends too.
Right.
But,
well, you know, I've told the story many times about the great Charlie Mays. When our friend Vegas was dating a girl, he walked right up to her and said, look, just so you know, I like you, but as soon as you guys break up, I'll never talk to you again.
Yeah.
And I love that about him.
Well, they were discussed many, many, many episodes ago, and I think they're trying to hint that they want to come on the show again, but the lesbians.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You guys used to double date with them.
Yeah, they reached out to me, And they invited me to a party this weekend and invited my girlfriend, too. So my girlfriend's going to be my ex's friends.
Wait, will the ex be at the party?
No. She reached out to me.
Why is there a Rush concert that night?
almost the first thing after she said hello was, I want you to come to a party, but so-and-so will not be there.
So you're going?
I think we are going to go.
Awesome.
Now, you said want to come on the show again. They were never on the show originally, right? They never came on.
No, we were trying to lure them onto the show, but they were a little reluctant, and we never worked it out. And then once I got dumped, I said, "Well, I guess that we're done with them." But
so you just stopped talking to them because you just assumed that it was over.
Well, I didn't unfriend them on Facebook, but right. they didn't reach out to me and. You know, it's kind of uncomfortable when that happens.
Can you ask them whose side they took when you took the TiVo back that you gave her for Christmas?
Yeah. I will ask them about that.
Can you ask them what they thought of what the hell's the damn movie that we argued about forever? The
Birdman.
Yeah. Did they like Birdman?
You guys can ask them that if we want to come
can
on.
Can you ask them all the questions the black people ask me about white people?
They're both Asian, by the way.
Oh, can we ask them what they think of people that don't pay for special VIP section seating and then go stand there anyway and stand in front of our sister so she can't see and ask other people to take pictures of her?
Wait a minute. They listen to the show, let's just say. They find out you have an Asian girlfriend and suddenly they want to hang out with you again?
Maybe that has something to do with it. I didn't think about that.
Are they Asian like your girlfriend Asian, like they don't really know many words and they're hard to understand, or are they like Americanized? Have they been here their whole lives?
I don't know if they've been here their whole lives, but they both speak excellent English.
Do you think they've ever heard of want-want, the tasty treat?
I bet you one of them's heard of want-want.
Are you supposed to bring something to the party?
I am. They've just moved into a new house, so I definitely have to bring something.
Gotcha.
What are you going to bring? Plum wine?
No, I'll probably bring some Hello Kitty cookies.
Jesus. Let me see. Hey, we got to update. We talked at great lengths about our newest murder mystery show, The Newly Dead Game, premiering at the Arlington Draft House. Week and a half ago now, the next one, we're going to do the same show, The Newly Dead Game, at McGoobie's coming up on October 25th. But we had the premiere. We were very concerned because, if you remember, that's when the hurricane was supposed to come, that weekend. So, you know, come Wednesday, I started to freak out thinking, oh, my God, you know, because we get paid by the door. That's how we make money. So we could literally make no money and still, you know, have 10 people there. We're just losing money. And I'm thinking we're going to have no one there, but it was awful weather, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't horrific. We ended up getting almost 150 people, about the exact same number as last time. So we were super happy with that.
That was a real good turnout, considering not only was it raining, but it was supposed to rain, and then you didn't know if it was going to rain epically.
Yeah, so who knows what it would have been.
I think we had 146 the last time, and then we had 130-something this time.
Yeah, so we're super happy with that. We're going to do a holiday-themed one called A Merry Murder Mystery there December 9th, and then December 26th, that's a Saturday, at McGoobie's. We'll get to that.
Yeah, so we got October 25th for this current one at McGoobie's. And then December 9th in Arlington, right? And then December 26th, is that right?
Yep, right after Christmas. And we're actively seeking other stuff for the holiday. But, you know, it's our first show. Clearly, there's some things that we're going to tweak and improve on. But I think it went good. It went really well.
It did. And I'm glad that I'm glad that it turned out so well with all the things that I think that we need to tweak. We've obviously added some things to make it longer.
About 10 minutes longer.
Yeah, it's going to be about 10 minutes longer. And, but other than that, I don't think a whole lot needed to be done. About half the people guess, which I love. That's what I want. I don't want everybody to guess it, but I don't want nobody to guess it.
Right, about half got it right.
half the people got it right, and that's kind of what I was looking for.
We had some repeat customers, Sam and Kathy. It's Rem, not sure how to say it. There's some more broadcast.
I think things. Rem probably is it.
Awesome couple. They came to both. One's in Arlington. Got to meet them. Jeff Hancock, who's been a big supporter. Amy Michelle Berger, spoken about Amy many times. So we got a lot of friends. So it was good. We're super happy with it. So check out the one at McGoobies. That's on a Sunday. If you're a Ravens
no
fan.
No Ravens game, yeah.
Don't worry. They play Monday night. Speaking of the Ravens, they're 1-4. The one win they had was the Thursday night game, which is on a primetime game. There's no post-game show because it runs too late. So when Joe and I have done the post-game show, they're 0-4.
Yeah, and the post-game got real unfun this last Sunday as I was sitting there, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, there was 3 minutes of dead air before we went on.
Yeah, they have a new studio.
So yeah, they're remodeling the old studio, yeah.
It wasn't our end. We were just sitting there. It was very stressful. Because you're outside, it's in Mother's, which is a great venue and it's great weather, but it's just a lot going on. It was
they lost.
We were starting. Yeah, I was just it was just a stressful day to begin with because I'm, yeah, you know, I guess I said this a few weeks ago when I was in Hartford at the sports bar, but I got the Ravens game is to my right, the Redskins game is right in front of me, the Bengals game, which I need to talk about for my segment, which I just talk about all the other teams in the division, is to my left. We're trying to write questions, you know, for our post game during all this. And I'm checking my fantasy scores. And Wendy Townsend and Tommy Sambazo's girlfriend keep trying to talk to me and ask me questions. And I like them both very much, but I'm like, I can't do everything. I can't concentrate.
Well, one thing that I do know about Sundays, and listen, everybody has their this, but nothing takes precedent over your fantasy football teams. You love fantasy football. I respect that.
No. The Redskins is still number one.
You're right about that. The Redskins, but it's the Redskins, then fantasy football, then something else, then the post game, which I get. You love your fantasy football team. You love it. And you have like 19 teams.
I do. I have too many. I have, well, three that I care about that are actual money. And then two that are just goofing around.
I have one and it's the best.
Yeah,
I have
one.
You don't have players.
Plus, I do FanDuel also.
Yeah, and you don't have one thing about having too many teams is I don't like to play against players that I'm playing. You know what I mean? Like, that has
it
to happen to you every week.
Yeah.
Every week, you're rooting for a player to do well, but not too well because you're also playing against him in another league.
No, you're right. It's too much. But I like having more than one because if your team is shitty, then you still got something.
Right, but my point was is that after the Ravens lost, they also lost in overtime.
Yeah, it was both Redskins and Ravens lost in heartbreaking fashion.
So they lose in overtime.
But worse for the Ravens because they're supposed to win.
Of course, at home against Cleveland.
Yeah.
So then after they lose, they then talk on the network feed, you know, with Jerry Sandusky and all them
locker
for
room interviews.
30 minutes, right? And then after that, they have 3 minutes of dead air.
By accident, obviously.
By accident. After 3 minutes of dead air, they're actually supposed to have one song and I go. But instead, 3 minutes of dead air, three songs. So think about this. Your team just lost a game they could not lose. They lost it at home. They lost it in overtime. You're pissed. Now they're going to do the post-game show, which you get to relive all these horrible moments, press conferences, Harbaugh's pissed, everybody's mad, people pointing fingers. Then it's silent for 3 minutes. Are you going to sit there and wait, huh, I wonder what's going to happen on this station? Oh, 1 minute of silence, 2 minutes of silence, 3 minutes of silence. By the way, then if you're like, you know what, I waited through there. Oh, AC/DC. Oh, they must be playing music. Oh, maybe after this song they're going to come on. Oh, no, it's Bush, Machine Head. It's making me crazy. And then finally, an hour after the end of the game, hey, it's me, time for Wacky Bits. If anybody was listening, God love you. But it was made very, very difficult for us to have any sort of fan or listenership supporting us yesterday.
It was hard, but I do think it was a good show, despite all that. It's just whether anyone was listening. I also found it, you know, the Ravens are a really good team. They've had a great run of basically haven't been bad since you were the post time last time. they're basically they're good every year. They had 1 year as 8-8. Otherwise, not only are they good, they're winning playoff games. They're winning a Super Bowl. And I was thinking, because that was a heartbreaking loss.
Oh yeah.
And it was sort of like, because they were 0-3, then they beat the Steelers in a miracle fashion. You're thinking, well, the season, could turn this around. Beat Cleveland. San Francisco's not good. Now we're looking at 3-3. Cleveland at home got that. And then to lose that game, it's like, oh, wait a minute. I think the season, it could be over. But people were just, they weren't that upset. I don't know if it was just they'd already just resigned themselves or they realized that we have a good team. This is going to happen. And the weather was just so awesome because it was such a festive environment because of the weather and just the scene. But it wasn't like a depressing atmosphere afterwards.
When Atlanta Braves went on that run? It was like a 10-year run or more where they just won their division every single year. And then their attendance was going down.
Yeah.
It's that people are like, they become complacent. Are you winning the World Series? Oh, you're not. You're just a great team that's making the playoffs every single year. Yawn. You know, so I think that there was a caller today. I did the morning show today. Scott Reardon was out, and I did the morning show today on 98 Rock. A caller called in. He goes, yeah, you know, the Ravens, they do what they always do. No, that's not what they always do. They always win.
Yeah.
They win every single year. The worst year they had, they didn't have a losing record. That was that's the low water mark.
Under Harbaugh.
So think about how, and again, this comes from expectations and it comes from entitlement. They feel like they're owed wins and they feel like that this is just what happens. But no, it isn't just what happens. It happens when you have a great franchise, which they are, but this is going to happen. Can you never lose?
Well, Katie was at the game. Now, we're at Mother's. It's what, a few blocks away from the stadium? Well, the game ends. We're going to set up. Katie's there. It's like, I know that it's close, but you couldn't have walked out of a stadium. She left in the fourth quarter in overtime just resigned that they were going to lose. So she's already just given up on the season.
Oh, I think she left in overtime, right? Which I get. If I was there when they got the ball back and they were driving, yeah, I probably would have stayed, but I could also...
Not if I'm not driving, why am I leaving early?
I guess I could also understand being just disgusted by the game. And the reason that this game is so hard, and again, I mean, I know we're doing a lot of football or whatever, it's because this team is ahead in the fourth quarter every single game.
Robbie's hating all this.
Every single game, they're ahead in the fourth quarter.
It
isn't like they're getting killed or they're 1-4. You look at that and say, well, that's a bad team. Well, not if you watch the games and you realize that they had an opportunity to win every single game that they played. Now, yes, they had an opportunity also to lose the only game that they won, but they're not the worst team in the league. And they're
right now they're 0-4 whenever we do the post game, which is, you know, it's not good for our listenership, but there's nothing we can do about it, Joe.
No.
A couple quick things to wrap up. Scott Apple has gotten married. It's official. He went on a 2-week European vacation. Joe, you don't have the stories yet because he literally just got back. But next week, I'm sure we'll have some Scott Apple.
No, I don't want to hear him. Listen, okay, first of all,
I
love Scott Apple. But Scott Apple, every single morning, comes into my office and sits there.
Right.
And he sits there for an hour. And he says stuff like, "So, what happened last night?" So, yeah, I went to Target. We needed some Scotch tape, and it ends up that there's invisible and clear. I didn't know what the difference was. So I called back. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I have to hear, and it doesn't end.
I love it.
So I said to Scott, and I knew what would happen. Now I got lucky because I was out this morning because I was doing radio, so I didn't get in until 11. And I knew he couldn't control himself. So some of these stories already had to make their way into the ears of some of the other employees.
I want to hear them all. I want to hear every single one of them.
But I knew that it wasn't the normal day where he has 1 hour worth of just small talk. He's got real stories, and these stories are going to be long, and it's going to be 2 weeks worth of stories. So I told him he could tell me one story every 2 hours. I thought that was fair.
That's fair.
Until there's no more stories, and that's it. So I got a couple stories. The first story was that when he went to Italy, he went to a pizza. He got pizza.
Classy. He wanted to get the good stuff.
And he paid
in Rome.
he paid $15 for a pizza.
Wow, what's but the Alice go for there?
He thought that that was expensive because then when he went into off the beaten path, where he was with actually people that live there, not a tourist area, pizza was $4.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that was his first story. Yeah. So then I said, all right, 2 hours later, you get another one. That was the first story about the price of pizza.
Well, every 20 minutes next week, we'll tell Scott Apple.
They're going to make it into a movie when he bought the pizza for $4.
Listen to the Omericast this week. I haven't listened yet, but our buddy Charlie Burney's on there with you, Marcus, correct?
Yeah, it was a great show.
And Charlie, if you remember him, he was our drafts and laughs hookup before we all got booted from that event.
But yeah, screw that.
Yeah, he's an awesome listener.
By the way, I like how Marcus says, yeah, it was a great show, like Restivo, where he's like, this is going to be epic. No, other people say it's great, Marcus. You can't say your own show is great.
Sure you can. We do it all the time.
True. Okay, I'm sorry, Joe, but my show totally sucks. Don't listen. Please don't.
Oh, now does make me want to listen more.
Well, Charlie, you sound like a girl right now. That's what you sound like. I'll say to Katie, she'll be like, should I wear my hair straight or curly? I'll go straight. She'll go, oh, you don't like it curly?
Look, Charlie is in chat right now, so you can speak to him directly.
Charlie's the best. We're going to listen to that. I feel bad because Charlie has come to our events, comedy stuff, me especially. And then he plays music, and he always invites me to things, and then I never go. So I'm a bad friend, Charlie. I apologize.
And that's the drafts and laughs. It was a huge event because that's where I met Katie.
Exactly. That's where it all started.
Charlie shares that story and the fact that he met Katie first.
Oh, you blew it. She loves musicians.
In other news, Mickey Coachella, according to Mike O'Mara himself, is off of the More Network, but he's still on the website, so whatever that means. I will be at the DC Improv October 29th through November 1st with my good friend Tommy Davidson, back in the saddle again. So check that out, dcimprov.com. And, of course, the murder mystery coming to McGoobie's Joke House Sunday, October 25th. It's called The Newly Dead Game. It's going to be awesome. Be there, damn it. I think that's it, Joe.
That's it. What, you don't want to know what I have to promote?
Nope. No interest. But if you want to say something.
No, I'm good. October 25th. That's the only thing I care about. Come out to McGoobie's Joke House. Come see The Newly Dead Game.
That's it, folks. See ya.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.